The Arizona Coyotes have one of the NHL's hottest young players as they try to establish a foothold among hockey fans in the Valley. As KJZZ's Phil Latzman reports, his story of facing off against a chronic disease and his special relationship with man's best friend is serving as an inspiration.
Max Domi streaks around the ice during practice at Gila River Arena in Glendale. The rookie left wing is only 20 years old, but he's grown up quickly, both as a hockey player and a person.
It's not easy to be a professional athlete, period, so I've learned a lot about myself and the person I can be just from learning from the disease.
That disease is type 1 diabetes, an autoimmune condition that shuts off the body's production of insulin, rendering the pancreas useless. Instead, Domi must do the organ's job himself by taking insulin shots and constantly checking his blood sugar, something he does up to 30 times a day. An underdose of insulin could make him ill. An overdose could cause him to pass out while playing. And severe low blood sugar could be potentially fatal.
Do you ever worry when you're out there on a shift that you might go low or you're feeling a little lightheaded and thinking, can I finish the shift?
Yeah, I mean, that obviously sometimes that happens, but you try and learn as much as you can, and the training staff is great, so they make sure that that doesn't really happen.
Domi was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes when he was just 12 years old, but it didn't stop him from rising in the ranks of Canadian junior hockey in his native Ontario. One of his junior's teammates is now his Coyotes teammate, fellow winger Anthony Duclair.
He just got to check himself like pretty often and make sure he's eating right and his diet has to be on point. I mean, it's really incredible how many things he's got to do during the day. And as professional players, you know, we got to take care of our body, but, you know, he's just on a different level.
Coyotes head coach Dave Tippett says Domi's affliction has simply become part of his routine.
As a player and as a person, he's learned how to deal with it. And, you know, now it's just become second nature. He gets checked on the bench during the game and gets poked in the finger, and it's just like everybody's looked at it as just normal now.
And it certainly hasn't affected his play. Domi is one of the team's leading scorers and one of the leading candidates for NHL Rookie of the Year. It also helps that Max grew up on the hockey rink. He's the son of longtime NHL enforcer Ty Domi. Tippett was involved in a few scrapes with his dad and says the younger Domi has more speed and finesse than his old man.
Yeah, they play a different style, that's for sure. But you know what? They're both, if you look at the way Max is, tenacity on pucks and getting involved in the game, they do it a different way, but both of them have an effect on the game.
Off the ice, Max Domi has a best friend named Orion. He's a yellow lab that serves as a constant companion, helping this coyote control his diabetes.
So he's a service dog, and he can actually sense my blood sugar gets out of range, and he alerts me, and he's right 99.9% of the time. So
how does he know?
I mean, you give off a scent in your saliva, actually, that he's been trained to pick up, and it's amazing how smart he is, and it's amazing the connection you get with your dog.
As for the connection fans in Arizona have with their hockey team, he says Coyotes fans are getting a bad rap.
It's a little different for sure. I mean, hockey's pretty much everything back in Toronto. The Maple Leafs are huge. There's all this huss and fuss about, I mean, oh, they don't get enough fans. It's whatever in Phoenix. And like, this is a great hockey market and even better place to live.
And Domi looks forward to help continuing to build on a burgeoning hockey tradition in the Valley of the Sun. In Glendale, Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.